Chicago area residents hope to have an easier time getting to work today. A torrential downpour during yesterday's morning rush hour flooded streets and basements and sparked power outages. Chicago Public Radio's Shirley Jihad reports.
In a city known for dealing with harrowing winter blizzards, this sudden summer storm brought much of the Chicago area to a standstill. Cars looked like boats submerged under viaducts and even on expressways.
It was just ridiculous. I mean, the city was floating like Venice.
David Hirsch is one of more than 200 people whose cars stalled in the water and had to be towed out.
I've seen all kinds of weather in Chicago, and I've never seen the rain come down in the forces it did. It was just unbelievable.
Some drivers reported water rushing in under their car doors and rising up to their chests before they managed to escape out the windows. Others even reported people using inner tubes to rescue drivers trapped on an expressway. Portions of all the city's roads into downtown were blocked because of the freakish flooding. Water rushed into the city's subways and shut them down, so soaked morning commuters had to be shuttled to alternate elevated train lines. The storm dumped as much as 4 inches in less than 2 hours. The city's sewage drainage tank, known as the Deep Tunnel, was overwhelmed by the deluge. The 1.5 billion gallon deep tunnel overflowed in just over an hour, so officials had to dump 1 billion gallons of the dirty water back into Lake Michigan. Because of that, the city's lakefront beaches are closed today and may remain closed through the weekend. Electric company crews were pumping out underground electrical vaults in different parts of the Chicago area. Northwestern University shut down because of power outages due to the flooding. An Illinois Masonic Hospital went to emergency generators when the power went out there. Jerry Tamouche is a surgical assistant.
We were doing a surgery when it happened. So we were like in a black room for maybe 5-10 seconds, and then it went up, emergency power supply, so everything was okay, but it was kind of strange.
Chicago city officials say the streets filled up with water so fast, in part because of what they call a rain blocker system. It was put in place to have water drain more slowly from streets to sewers, to prevent residents' basements from flooding. Still, after this storm, more than 1,000 people have reported flooded basements so far. For NPR News, I'm Shirley Jihad in Chicago.